The adults have their music, my parents have their music, the teens have their music, but what about me? I said the adults have their music, my parents have their music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best, I mean the best, in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we are absolutely, phenomenally so glad to be here.
And for those that tuned in last week, we'd like to offer an apology. For the last 10 minutes of our show, there was a glitch beyond our control. And if you want to listen to the show in its entirety, including those last 2 minutes, visit www.wenationradio.com/WPFW to hear the archives. Thank you for your continued support.
Yes, that was our jazz show. So make sure you go and check it out. Because you know what, though? That's just what happens. We bring in the family funk. Sometimes things happen. But tonight, we're going to really bring the funk.
How much funk?
Family funk. All the funk. We're going to bring the breakfast funk, the future funk.
Recess funk?
How about the trouble funk?
Oh, DC legends.
But today we want to just focus a lot on funk music for children. You know, a lot of us have children. We grew up on funk, and our children grew up on it and listening to it. But a lot of it sometimes may not have been appropriate. So we're going to give you some funk that is appropriate for the entire family. And we're going to get started with our good friend, Shine and the Moonbeams, with
Shake for Eight.
Here on WPFW. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
little brother and sister, y'all. About as sweet as they can be. They spread joy and sunshine upon everything they see. But if they're feeling worn out and sleepy, it's best not to be around. And I just heard they didn't take a nap today. Whoa, what's that sound? And I, we have a real fun time planned for today. We're going to the zoo to see the animals, then over to the park to play. But the sky starts to fill with dark, stormy clouds as we're on our way in the minivan. Thunder crashes and rain starts to fall. Looks like the weather just ruined our plans. Y'all, they love me so very much. They tell me about it every single day as they're hugging me and kissing me and such. But if it's really early in the morning, they need a little time before they're awake. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of coffee. Feel the whole house shake.
Peace, love, respect. This is Pierce Freelon, and I'm hanging out with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita on We Nation Radio.
How many of y'all like money? Do you really like some money? Well, I like money, and I like to use my money for a lot of reasons. Some money I spend, some money I save, and some money I give away.
25, 50, 75, a dollar. Told me each piece cost
she always gives me four shiny quarters. I always put them in a safe place. When she asks me, where's my money? I tell her it's in my savings place. I'm saving 25, 50, 75 a dollar. I'm saving my money. It's in my bank. I'm saving 25, 50, 75, 100. I'm saving my money. It's in my bank. I saw a family on the corner. They had a son who looked just like me. They had holes in their pockets. They needed money for food to eat. I had some quarters in my pocket, and I gave them some for food to eat. I gave them 25, 50, 75 a dollar. I shared my money to help someone in need. I shared my 25, 50, 75, 100. I shared my money to help someone in need. I have some money in my pocket. I have some money in my pocket. I have some money, 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 money in my pocket. 25, 50, 75 a dollar. 25, 50, 75, 100. 25, 50, 75 a dollar.
Skidoo. That's right, I got some kid hop for you. Alright kids, check it out. Now there's a whole lot of people all across the world. A whole lot of boys, a whole lot of girls. A whole lot of fathers and uncles and brothers. A whole lot of sisters and aunts and mothers. And whether they're parents or whether they're children, every single one of them's a little bit different. There's only one thing that makes us the same. We all got our own face and got our own name. We all got our own brain and got our own style. Well, that's just the way that you smile, and the way that you walk, and the way that you talk, and the way that you look, from your hat to your socks. It's a beautiful thing, being yourself, and not trying to act like everyone else. I'ma tell you the truth, and you gotta agree. Man, I can't be you, nope, I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
One, two, three. Now some got mustaches, some got beards. Some wear big old earrings in the ears. And you might think some of them look kinda weird, but they gotta be them, so I'm glad that they're here. Some wear t-shirts, some wear ties. Some got big glasses in front of their eyes. And if you keep looking, then you'll be surprised. Cause man, people come in every shape and size. As big as a house or as small as a mouse. Some are mellow, some like to scream and shout. Some come from other countries that you read about. That's a lot, and I still left some people out. Some are young like you, some are old like your grandpa. Some frown, some are jolly like Santa. There's a lot of colors and ways to be, but I can't be them, nope, I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
All right, one, two, three. Hey,
sometimes when you play at school, another kid acts like you're not so cool. They laugh at your clothes or say something mean, and then your good day feels like a bad dream. But hey, it happens to everyone, so don't let it stop you from having fun. You don't have to be like anyone else, but remember that you got to love yourself. See, some people think making you feel bad will make them feel good, and that's just sad. But no matter what they do or say, it's just a game and you don't have to play. If they call you weird and you want them to stop, well, you can either say,
no, I'm not.
Or you could say, yep, I'm as weird as can be. And you know what? I love it. I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
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 I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Yeah. You're listening to WPFW, We Nation Radio. Now check it out. If you're 1, 2, and 3, just holler at me and say,
it's gotta be We Nation.
And if you're 4, 5, and 6, put it right in the mix and say,
it's gotta be We Nation.
If you're 7, 8, and 9, won't you be so kind and say,
it's gotta be We Nation.
And if you're 10, 11, 12, won't you love yourself and say,
it's gotta be We Nation.
Yeah. This is the one and only 23 Skidoo Grammy Award winner.
With I Gotta Be Me.
Gotta Be Me. And we got to give him a shout out because he just recently won top honors at the John Lennon songwriting competition for Imaginary Friends. So I'm going to give you 23 Skidoo a shout out. Congratulations and keep on rocking.
That's right. He's keeping that 90s hip hop alive.
Yeah, this does kind of like the 90s hip hop.
Yeah, I love it.
It reminds me of... that's a Sonic? I don't know. But
that's an honor.
Yeah, it is.
That's the case.
And he's bringing that groove. So this is all about family funk today. And as you heard, we're just bringing the funk, and we're just getting started. You ain't got to worry about that. We're just going to keep it rolling, keep it going.
And before that, we had Leroy Heisen with Money in My Pocket.
Got to have that money in my pocket. And then we had the Sugar-Free All-Stars with Grumpopotamus. And I love that song. And, you know, they funky out of Oklahoma.
They really are.
Oklahoma, rather. Yeah. All right. Yeah. But real quick, before we get back to the funk, I want to share with you a project that I had the honor of being a part of. And it's called the Know Better, Do Better Project, which seeks to encourage conversation and awareness of songs that have played a role in sustaining systemic racism and the writing of new alternative songs. And basically what we're doing is we're identifying these songs that have these racist origins, especially in children's songs, but we don't just throw them away. We archive them forever, and we're creating new songs to replace them.
Archiving them so people can go and research the negative
yes.
history and things of that nature.
So I did a song to replace the negative history of Five Little Monkeys, mm-hmm. which people don't realize is connected to so many other songs, 10 Little Indians, 10 Little Inns, all those types of things.
In words,
exactly. And then, but others did other wonderful songs. I mean, one person did a different rendition of the song Amazing Grace. People don't realize that has a certain negative mm-hmm. and racist origin to it. And I'm sure a lot of people listening are going to be shocked to hear that. But she did a great rendition of this. I think her name is Olivia Brownlee, and she called hers Finders Keepers.
And what was your contribution?
I did Count My Numbers. And again, that was to replace Five Little Monkeys. And this was all done by a group of artists led by Tom Smith. And you can get more information about this by going to the KnowBetterDoBetterProject.com. That's KnowBetterDoBetterProject.com. And go check out these songs and see and just learn about this and teach them to your family.
It must have been fate that brought you two together, because you covered this very subject matter in your racism and children's music workshop.
It certainly was an honor.
2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Black didn't count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ichi, ni, san, shi. Dot.
really good time to go on it. Uno, due, tre, quattro.
Tumble. listen and follow the instructions. If I say Simon Says, do it. If I don't say Simon Says, don't do it. You got it? Okay, cool.
Andres.
And you're listening to We Nation Radio.
Global beats
for little feet.
Without my people, where would we be?
Tell me. I love my people. I
cartoons. Class of 3000.
Funk, what you heard? Tell your granny that we got to throw down.
Supposed to let them know what instrument you play.
Make it fun. about a snake.
All right, now that's what we call making it funky.
Yes, James has me hungry. I mean, grits and gravy. I'm just like,
oh man.
Actually, Uncle Devin makes really good shrimp and grits.
I can make some good shrimp and grits. Now.
I know it's off topic, but I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, of course, that was the godfather of soul, and we say the godfather of funk, the one and only James Brown.
Make it funky.
Make it funky. Yes.
Love it. And prior to that, we had Throwdown by Andre 3000.
Yeah, he kept it going.
Yes.
He connected it. And it's all connected. That's the one thing we want you to understand is when we bring in these genres to you, these different music, it's all connected. Mm-hmm. But there's a family aspect, and that's what we're coming to you today. And that's why before that, we had I Love My People by Oba William King.
And before that, we had Aaron Nigel Smith with Simon Says.
Now, Aaron usually plays some reggae, but he made that funky.
He did.
And I'm sitting here, he got you jamming and forgetting what Simon said. And then we had our good friend Jazzy Ash with Be Outside.
Be Outside.
I thought she was mad at somebody. You better be outside. I was like, no. We're not doing that. And then we opened up.
With Robbie K.
Yes.
Don't
lose the beat. You know, I actually called her before we started doing this recording. I said, Robbie, I need to know some music that we can play that's family-oriented, that's about funk. I said, I got some artists. And then she, and of course, I had her song there. And we had a good time just kind of going through all the music. But I'm just going to say, if there's some artist out there that specializes in funk, won't you get together and come up with a family, a children's song with the funk.
Yeah, we need some more funk.
We need some more funk. There's a lot. We need a lot more family music funk. I said, we need the funk.
Gotta have that funk.
For the family. Oh, right. God. I know. This is terrible.
We tried.
Well, I think it's time for a story.
Yes, it's time for We Nation Story Time.
It's time to read a wonderful book. Just sit right down and we'll take a look. It's time to read a wonderful book. Let's find a royal place to read. Hundreds of chapters of happily ever afters. So many books, so little time. Magical pages take you many places. When you open a book, you open your mind. It's time to read a wonderful book. Just sit right down and we'll take a look. It's time to read a wonderful book. Sit right down and we'll take a look right now.
Hatala Patane and her Polka Dot Express. A Time to Be True, written by Cassandra L. Broussard, illustrated by Oliver Chris Boondock. Toot toot! All aboard the Polka Dot Express. Here I go in a place all of my own. The sky is green, leaves bursting with glittery pearls, daffodils whispering as we zoom right by. They're here, they're here, was their quiet reply. Shh, they're listening, they can hear us inside. Giggles, twiggles, smiggles, I couldn't keep it inside. I looked across the aisle and peeped her eyes. She was looking at me. We giggled, twiggled, and smiggled out loud. Sitting on our knees, this is the best ride of my life. Darting past orange plum trees, whisking through twirls of mustard Dunlop weeds, she looked at me and asked me my name. Patalapatane. Patalapatane? I flipped off the chair. Patalapatane is my name, of course. She told me hers. Sandy Woo. Now, Sandy Woo-hoo would be better, of course, but Sandy Woo is fine, if that's your choice. Over the hills of purple locks, the Purple Dot Express screeched and stopped with a halt. We looked out the window, and what did we see? 6 tiny ducklings with their papa, of course, walking across the track with umbrellas, goggles, and a big fancy horse. Quacking and smacking was all I heard. Get out the way, neighed the horse outside. We're coming, we're coming. Hold your horses, was Papa's reply. These goggles so tiny, I can't see my eyes. We closed our eyes and rubbed them tight. I peeked at Sandy, then she peeked at me. Did you see that, Patalapatane? I did, was my cry inside. She looked at me with eyes bright and wide. Sandy Woo heard me, she heard me inside. Not a word was said, yet suspended in time. We closed our eyes, then went deeper in time. All aboard was heard once more. The doors flew open, winds, the color of purple and gold, twirled through the doors, tickling our toes. We laughed and giggled and twiggled inside. A whisper was heard. Adventure is here, was the quiet reply. Take a deep breath, Patalapatane. Take a deep breath and off again. The Polka Dot Express whizzing through doors, red doors, and purple doors once more. Each door opening to worlds I truly must explore. Zooming through corridors. Oh, Patalapatane, I heard from the train. Patalapatane? That's me! That's me! I stood up high and peeped outside. Sandy Woo and I could not believe our eyes. Toot toot! The Polka Dot Express slowed down, real slow and quiet. The doors flew open, a golden door once more. Tick, tock, tick, tock. We walked through the door, and what did we see? Those 6 tiny ducks weren't tiny anymore. Busy, 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 running there, here, and everywhere. But their papa, you see, had grown old. 44, indeed, has toppled to the floor. What shall I do? I whispered inside. It's your time to be true, Patalapatane. The time to be true? You're no longer the same. It's a time to be true, I said to Sandy Woo. A time to be true. You? Who? It's our time to be true. Papa Duck over there needs our help. Oh, what shall we do, Sandy Woo? All in a rush, we jumped through the door. White doors, purple doors, green doors once more. Papa Duck, it's me, Patalapatane. exclaim, "Oh, it's you, my sweet Patala Patay. I called and called until you came. Who's your friend, Patala Patay?" Standing up gracefully with a curtsy and a reply, "Sandy Wu is my name. How do you do?" "Magnificent, magnificent, thanks to you." We stretched out our hands and up popped Papa Duck, all better once again. Now, it's time to do a jig, dancing and smiggling all in the same. Along came Mr. Horse and the busy all-grown ducks too, angrily stating, "What are you doing, dancing, jolting, and smiggling about?" Sandy Wu exclaimed, "Life is worth dancing, jolting, and smiggling about. Join us if you will, so you can be true." In a rush, in a flurry, they all joined in the fun. Rays of golden sunshine leaping about. "It's our time to be true," shouted Papa Duck to the sky. "Our time to be true to you and you." As they danced to the station and said their goodbyes, each one waved, smiled, and giggled inside. "Thank you," said Mr. Horse. "Thank you," said all six busy ducks. "Thank you," said Papa Duck. "I'll forever be true. Be true. Be true," was my quiet reply. We jumped through the door and off we went. The sky is green, leaves bursting with glittery pearls, daffodils whispering as we zoom right by. "They're here. They're here," was their quiet reply. "I'm home. I'm home at last. Time to rest. Time to sleep. As Dunlop berries dance in my head, it's my time to be true." Toot-toot. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. The end.
That was awesome. Thank you, Cassandra Broussard. That was. I mean, I love that story.
I love that name, Patala Patain.
Patala Patain. If I had a name like that, I would say it all the time.
And that polka dot express seemed like fun.
Yeah, and in fact, we love to be able to provide story time because we know how important books are, and we know that a lot of children's books do not represent people of color. So we love to be able to bring you diversity. But in this book, it was just a lovely story for anyone. And so you can find more information out by going to their
Instagram
and Facebook page
at authorc.l.broussard, and that's B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D, or on their Facebook page.
Yes.
At author space C-L Broussard.
Okay, let me also say that Cassandra spelled C-A-U-S-A-N-D-R-A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a different spelling. I ain't going to say funny spelling because it ain't funny. It's a different spelling,
yeah.
A special spelling.
I actually like it.
I do. I think it's great. It's unique. And so, and we also want to thank Portia Smith with Imagine Me Creative Book Publishing for bringing us these wonderful and excellent artists and book authors to our show. And you can reach Portia at imaginemecbp.com.
I love supporting black-owned businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
Women-owned businesses.
That's right. Especially those that are doing things for our families and our children.
Mm-hmm. Our intro to Storytime was none other than Culture Queen, part of our We Nation family, with her song, A Wonderful Book, from her CD, I Like the Me I See.
Yes, thank you, Culture Queen. And, you know, we want you to know that we need to hear and we would love to hear from you. This is not my nation. It's
We Nation.
It's We Nation. So feel free to reach out to us at We Nation Radio on any of the social media platforms. We with two E's, W-E-E. Remember, it stands for Watoto Entertainment and Education. And Watoto stands for?
Children.
That's right. And that's what we all are about. So listen, if you have a child that listened to the story and want to draw us a picture of what they think the what is it called?
The Polka Dot Express.
The Polka Dot Express looks like, or what they think Patella Patain looks like. You can also send it to us. Go to our any of our social media pages or go to WeNationRadio.com. Send it to us.
Or email us at music@WeNationRadio.com.
You can email us because we might just put it on our social media page.
And that would be awesome.
That really would be awesome because we know you got some wonderful people that are out there, some great people out there.
Great artists.
Great artists,
child
exactly.
Artists.
And listen, we want to also make sure that you know to stay tuned for other wonderful and excellent programming right here on WPFW. Of course, following our show, we got the one and only Donald Temple.
Yes. Always a great time.
And Loveology. And also, every Thursday at 7 p.m., tune in to Jazz Masters with Tim Masters. You're going to hear the great jazz music from all over. But right now, we're going to let you hear Matt Wilson and Goodbye, My New Friends, and let you hear the entire thing for a change.
I know somebody that's going to be happy.
That's right, Mama. Just for you. Happy Mother's Day. Well, this is Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, in year two at WPFW, life is a drum.
So beat it.
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
Voices with Vision on 89.3 FM, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for eye-opening dissection of social justice news. Listener discretion is advised because this is not for the politically faint at heart. Tell Lottie Dottie and everybody if you're not for the liberation of the people, fall back. Find past episodes on Player FM, iTunes Podcast, and Google Play Music. On your station for jazz and justice, WPFW, Washington.
I'm Wincy Terry Bryant, producer of Traffic Jam, a series of performing arts events that use music and drama to help protect our children from human trafficking. Human trafficking is the force, fraud, or coercion of another human being for personal or commercial gain. And human trafficking can take on many forms. Don't keep secrets. Formerly trafficked victims testify of having been asked by a friend to do a simple favor, after which they became a victim because that same friend then used the secret, humiliating, and incriminating details to bribe the victim. Human traffickers ask you to keep secrets now so that they can use them later to turn you into their victim. To learn more about programs and products that help you keep your family and community safe, visit us at trafficjam.info.
Safe, I gotta be safe.